and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It is Tuesday again, already. Which means, yee-haw, in 2 days, if the Lord is willing and a creature will rise, it'll be the women's forum for ladies only this Thursday. You can get involved now by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And the biblical question, my biblical question for this week is amazing. Which do you prefer, being good or doing good? Which do you prefer, being good or doing good? Amazing question. I'm looking at the video they show on there concerning the biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you got some things you got to do, but you want to sit and watch the show, but you absolutely can't. You can podcast, but you can still listen on your phone, walking around, whatever you may be doing. And you can still podcast, but you can listen as it is happening anywhere in the world. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday reminds me of the good old days when America was America. When men were men and boys were boys and women were women and girls were girls. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. So Tuesday reminds me of that. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing.
Amazing.
What the?
Amazing.
Country Western Tuesday. Amazing. A spiritual battle is not physical. It is pure spiritual. Either right or wrong, good or evil. Evil. There is no in between. And I want you to know, and without a doubt, there is a way out. There is a way out. It's unfortunate might be not the right word for this, but it is unfortunate that we come into this world subject to it, subject to our parents who are screwed up, angry, emotional, fighting, lonely. And then we go out into the world, family and friends, mad, lonely. And you're being told all your life, you got to fight and that you got to protect yourself. You got to stand up for yourself. Don't let anyone run over you. And so you become hardened. And now you believe, you truly believe that you got to stand up for yourself. You got to defend yourself. You start to believe a lie. And then once you start doing that, it becomes difficult to stand alone. So you look for friends. And then you find friends, not realizing those friends are as hardened as you are. So now you feel like you have somebody who can understand because they're the same way. And you call that a friend. And it goes on and on and on. And it gets worse. We're set up in life. The moment, because we are so vulnerable to our parents, we're subject to them, angry mothers, angry fathers. And it just goes on and on. And you spend a lifetime trying to defend yourself as though there's someone there to defend. You start to believe there's really someone there that you need to defend, and you fight with the world. What a mess. There is a way out. And then for those few who realize, you know what? Something wrong with this. This doesn't feel like a right way to live. I'm not free. I've gotten worse in life. And that man or that woman, the moment they started to question a little bit, like, what's wrong with me? A little change starts. And that man or that woman starts to get better. They start to realize, I've been set up in life for failure. All my life, I've been fighting for nothing. Fighting an illusion, fighting an illusion of thoughts and emotions and fear and anxiety. And I didn't know it wasn't real for those men and women who decide, I'm tired of living this way. There is a way out. Just FYI for those who want it. There is a way out. Now, your friends and your enemy, that's why I told you to pray for them last week. When the last time you prayed for your enemy or your neighbor? Pray for your friend, meaning so-called friends or enemies, which meaning your prayer is, God, let your will be done for them. I wish them well. All right? What manner of man is this? The world obeys him. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. He tell peace to be still. He tell the wind to be still, and it does. This man is going around the world telling peace to be still. And it is. They call him, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obey him. The world obeys him. They call him king. They have rallies against the king because they love, hate the king. They call him daddy. I call him the great white hope, Donald Trump. Remember when Christ said, which is so true. This is so true and mind-blowing, but because you haven't found a way out, you don't believe it. You believe it when you hear intellectually, but you don't believe it in your heart. That when Christ said, the works that I do, you shall do them too. You can do them too. And I wonder every day now, was he talking about Donald Trump? Was he talking about the great white hope? Because the work that Christ did, the great white hope is doing it. He's doing it too. Isn't that amazing? According to today's, all 20 of the surviving hostages in Gaza has been released as part of a peace deal with Israel that was brokered by Israel and the United States. No, I'm sorry, broken by the United States. Watch this from ABC News.
A history-making moment in the Middle East. Tearful reunions and jubilant celebrations. Hamas releasing the final 20 surviving hostages after more than 2 years in captivity. Israel releasing nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners in exchange. It was the U.S.-brokered ceasefire, with President Trump rightfully taking credit. In Israel, speaking to Parliament, and in Egypt, with leaders from around the globe as they push for a lasting peace in the region. ABC News Chief International Correspondent James Longman joins us now from Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.
Hi, Gigi. It was an extraordinary day today to see Donald Trump convening this huge group of Arab and Muslim leaders and leaders of some of the most powerful countries on earth to decide what the next steps will be in this journey towards peace. Now, there's a ceasefire in place, but quite what the future of the Middle East looks like, that is in the hands of these men. Who will force Hamas to disarm? How will that happen? What will be the mechanism? Who will govern Gaza? Who will rebuild it? Who will secure it? Who will be part of this international stabilization force, which Donald Trump calls for in his 20-point plan? And most importantly, perhaps, are there going to be conversations about the ongoing occupation and the possibility of a future Palestinian state?
What manner of man is this? Greater works shall you do? Christ was like, what the? Why y'all worshiping me? It's not me that's doing the work. It's the Father in me. What the? Donald Trump is like, I'm trying to get to heaven. Donald Trump tried to get to heaven. And he's like, what manner of man is this? It's not me. It's the Father in him that's doing the work. You should do what you want. Be grateful. that you are alive to experience such great works coming through one man. And if you notice, he is not about all that hooping and hollering and praising and lifting heads and swinging around and looking up and shouting and carrying on. He's doing this in quietness and stillness. Isn't that amazing? You better be grateful while you have this. You know what I mean? In the same way, a few of the people were grateful when they had Christ on earth. This is amazing work that the great white hope Donald Trump is doing right before your eyes. He told and tells war to be still. He tells the wars to end, and they cease fire. And no one has ever been able to do this in hundreds of years with Israel and the Palestinians or Muslims, whoever they're fighting. Peace, the Palestinians. Peace is in the Middle East. Did you ever imagine that? You better be grateful instead of being all mad and jealous and wishing that you were doing it. Don't be jealous. Jealous is not pretty. Boston Friends reported an Israeli hostage thanked President Trump, stating, "I got my life back thanks to you." Watching from Fox and Friends.
My friends, which were all murdered, one of them, Tami Adam, is still held, his body is still held in Gaza. Later on, I was taken captive for 498 days, leaving my wife with just two girls up to then. She was pregnant in the bomb shelter for the whole period of time. What I thought is that they were all murdered as well. She later on gave birth, and I got my life back. Thanks to you and your staff. I came back here, met my baby girl when she was already 14 months old. And now life is full.
Amazing. They love Donald Trump in Israel. You better be trying to love, be loved by the Jews and not hate the Jews. The Jews are Jesus' people. What the? Jesus was a Jew. Wasn't it? Amazing. I got my life back thanks to you. And to the blacks, what's wrong with the blacks? Don't be mad at the white folks. You better be trying to understand and learn from them in the same way the whites were mad at the Jews. You better be trying to learn instead of being mad. What the? What manner of man is this? And just think, the man that's bringing peace upon the earth belongs to us, the American people. They don't belong. He doesn't belong to Israel or Palestine or the Muslims. Or, you know, he's in America, and a whole lot of people are not grateful because they're blind. When you're angry, you're blind. When you're angry, you are lost. When you're angry, Satan is your God. Whether you admit it or not, you are separated from God, and you will never know him until you drop the anger. Evil cannot enter into the kingdom within or above. Even former President Biden praised the Trump administration for the Middle East peace deal. Watch this image, and the anchor baby got to read it.
Yeah, this is Joe Biden on his X account. "I am deeply grateful and relieved that this day has come for the last living 20 hostages who have been through unimaginable hell and are finally reunited with their families and loved ones, and for the civilians in Gaza who have experienced immeasurable loss and will finally get the chance to rebuild their lives. The road to this deal was not easy. My administration worked relentlessly to bring hostages home, get relief to Palestinian civilians, and end the war. I commend President Trump and his team for their work to get a renewed ceasefire deal over the finish line. Now, with the backing of the United States and the world, the Middle East is on a path to peace, and I hope that endures and a future for Israelis and Palestinians alike with equal measures of peace, dignity, and safety.
Amazing. And he arose. And he arose and he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there were great clamor. Mark 4:39. And Donald Trump arose and went to Israel and the Muslims and said, peace, be still. And the fighting ceased. And there was great calm. Christ told the sea to be still, and there was great calm. Trump told the war in Israel and Palestine, between Israel and Palestine, to be still. And there was great calm. Amazing, huh? The same power and authority that's in Trump, that's in Christ, is in you. God did not put us here on earth to be defenseless. He gave us power and authority. And it's not our power or our authority, but it's the power that made a home in you. But you don't know it. Because you have anger. You think it's natural. It's human nature. You think you have righteous anger. You wouldn't know righteous anger, if it walked up to you and said, good morning. Congratulations to the great white hope, Donald Trump, and the men who worked with him to help bring this peace in the Middle East about. And if you notice, Rashid Khalid, whatever her dumb name is. What's her name? Rashid.
Talib.
That woman, that female from Palestine, she in our government.
Rashida Tlaib.
Rashida Tlaib.
I say it fast.
She was pounding his hand. Peace in the Middle East. No, free Palestine. A so-called congressman. Out of Detroit. Free Palestine. We haven't heard one peep out of her. It's like she went in hiding. She hasn't come forward to say, thank you, Donald Trump. That was amazing. I may not be a Republican, but I agree with you. We haven't heard from her. What the? 888-7753-773. Thank you, Donald Trump. Let me go to Earl, the first-time caller out of California. Earl, you are on the air.
Jesse, how do I get on the polling state?
Oh, hold on, Earl. I had dared to tell you how to get my producer. I thought you had another question. Producer at JesseLeePeterson.com. At the Fallen State. Tell him to produce at thefallenstate.tv. He had the wrong show. Let me go to Gustavo. Is that right? That's how I said it.
Gustavus? Yeah, that's how I'd say that.
Gustavus. Hey. Out of Detroit. You are on the air.
How are you, Jesse?
All is well. All amazing.
You know, I called in yesterday and I had a couple concerns, man, and I just wanted to get your opinion on a couple things. And I definitely think it's a pretty big topic here, and it's one of the things I've been battling with my whole life. You obviously see my name is Gustavus.
Yes,
people automatically Gustavus. Think different, yeah. Gustavus. It's long for Gus, actually. That's my dad's name, Gus. Gustavus. So it's kind of like a German origin, Gustavo. But here's the thing. My father is African-American, and my mother is white. Now, I have always had this really big issue back and forth with going and seeing my family or my family not seeing me, specifically because of my color. And I was just calling to see what you would think about me being a mixed origin. You know, I have white and black in me. I sound quote unquote white to all the blacks, and they don't like that. So whenever I get around my black family, they do not accept me for talking educated. What do you think about that?
I would recommend you give it no thoughts at all and just live your life. Let them be whoever they want, however they want. Let them think. But you just go and live your life.
Okay.
Why are you even concerned about what they think?
Well, only just because, I said yesterday as well, I am a big person of family, and I just kind of wish that I could have a good partnership, relationship, I should say, with my family. And
why do you wish that?
Just so they can have a prosperous, family relationship. It's not a mandatory thing.
That doesn't exist. Nobody has a good family relationship.
True. True.
So why don't you let that idea go and just raise your family and be at peace with that?
Yeah, I think that's what I have to do, just let go and just
But why don't you, though? Why haven't you done that?
Beta. So, yeah, looks like I got a man up. I just let it go and let it be, but... Yeah.
Why do you even want something that doesn't exist? Why don't you just work on you and live your life and wish everybody well? Let them live the way they want to live and go your way. Forgive your father, forgive him and your mother, and then you will have peace and then you can raise your family.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to do everything I can. It's just wild when I see my black side, though, not specifically want to come see me because I have white family members.
But they have a right to that.
Absolutely, they do.
So you need to drop it.
Okay. That's a good... Okay. Yeah, I was curious on it because I didn't know if I was in the wrong or...
Yeah, you're in the wrong.
Okay, well, I'm going to let that go.
Because the problem is with you, whatever's hurting you is a sign that you are wrong, because anyone that hurts... It's wrong. It's happening inside of you. And it has nothing to do with them at all. They got their own issues, and you have nothing to do with that. So you need to work on you.
Sure. Okay. What do you think about the whole segregation between family? You know, like, I know I can't. It's not going to be perfect. I understand that. But is there any way or any advice that you would give to me on both ends, being, you know, having white family and black family?
Forget about color, because it has no meaning at all. And just work on you.
Okay. Okay, you just keep on keeping on. And
are you your color?
No, I'm not. I'm defined by who I am, just as a person.
But who are you?
I am a human being. I don't go by color as well, and I love that question every time you ask it because it's such a deep question. But I am a very confused person on this planet that we are living in right now, trying to get myself right.
And so who are you?
I'm still learning that. I'm still learning that.
Let me take a quick break. Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote. Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Had a good Columbus Day yesterday. It was Columbus Day. Amazing. And thanks to Hake. Hake sat in for me for at least 2 hours of my show yesterday. I appreciate it, Hake. He did an amazing job, too. It was interesting. The part that I was able to hear. Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. For those who don't know, you need to check out the Hake Report at 9 a.m. You will not be disappointed. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, the Hake Report. And after that, oh, Lord, the American, he has the energy that Donald Trump has given to him by God, the American anchor baby. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. Oh, from 11 to 1, you don't want to miss it, all right? It's amazing. And don't forget to like this show. Like it right now. My producer reminds me every day, tell the people to like the show, Jesse. Like it. Hit like. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Gustavus. Is that right, Nick? Gustavus. Gustavus, who are you?
I'm still trying to figure that out. Ever since you asked a couple minutes ago, that's a good question, man.
So why are you paying one iota of attention to your color?
Because right now, unfortunately, I have to look at it that way because every time I try to get around my black family, I act quote-unquote white and they don't accept me for my color. So I don't even like to give it attention, but I can't help it. But when I go around them, they don't want to give me the right looks. You know, they look at my family kind of like less than because I'm not all black.
But that's not their problem. That's your problem. You're the one feeling that way on the inside, and they have nothing to do with the way you feel. Why don't you drop it?
Oh, no, I feel great. I feel amazing.
But you can't be feeling amazing if you're paying all that attention to what they think about you.
Sure. So what would you recommend as to just not talk to my family ever again?
Why do you need to?
Why do I need to talk to my family?
Yes.
Just to have a relationship.
Why?
Just so that my family and my kids are not lonely.
Lonely?
Yeah.
Why would your kids be lonely? They have a father and a mother. Why would they be lonely?
Because I believe that if they have more family members, the better. Because if they can hear more positive come from more individuals and get a different view on more people, I think that's a great thing.
Where'd you get that idea from?
That's my ideology.
Where'd you get that from?
I started that when I was young. That's my ideology, and that's just what I believe.
It didn't work for you when you were young. Why are you imposing that on your children?
It works pretty decent.
You can't even be around your family now. It didn't work.
No, I can't be around them because they won't.
It didn't work for you. Why are you imposing that on your children?
I'm not imposing anything on them, sir. I'm just saying that I would like to be a family man and have my family together. That's
why?
Really all it is at the end of the day.
Why?
Because I believe family is important. I think that
important
having a
in what
family,
way?
in a relationship way where we can all get together around the table like the old days and be able to come together. Because I believe if we don't have a family.
Christ came not to unite the family, but to divide the family. Why are you trying to unite it?
Because I believe in the black culture, there is no such thing as uniting a family, and the blacks have let everybody down, and my white side has shined, and I noticed that on my white side of my family, everything goes
Gustavo,
good. But on my black side Gustavo, of the family, it goes bad.
It's ridiculous the way you're thinking.
Yeah, we all have, hey,
why don't you drop it and start to overcome all of your thinking and your ideas so that you don't pass that on to your children?
I agree. What is the question?
Why don't you drop all that thinking and ideas, those ideas, so you don't pass it on to your children? You're going to traumatize your children thinking that way.
Sure. Yeah, it's a good way.
Why don't you drop it?
Oh, I will. Yeah, for sure. I definitely will.
All right.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I appreciate it. Now, just
forgive your father and your mother so that you don't pass it on to your children.
That's good advice. Okay. Do you believe in marriage? Well, I'm sorry, not marriage, but do you believe in a black man dating a white woman?
I don't understand that question.
Do you believe that it is right for a black man to date a black woman? I'm sorry, do you think it's right for a black man to date a white woman?
I neither believe in it or don't believe in it. I know that the reason they do it because they're trying to get away from what they hate. And black men and black women and white women and black and white men, they hate their mothers, so they're trying to find some other kind of woman, and she's trying to find some other kind of man, thinking that that's going to make her better, and she end up with the same thing, and he end up with the same thing. That's why you got to forgive your parents so you don't end up repeating the thing over and over again.
Interesting. Okay, because coming from someone that has a black father and a white mother,
into that, man.
Yeah.
You're paying too much attention.
It's a part of my life, and it's one
it's
of those things
It's not a part of your
to...
life. It doesn't have to be a part of your life. You got into that relationship blindly, so now you need to wake up so you can stop thinking about all that.
Yeah, okay.
You're looking for the wrong answers.
Okay. All right, so, well, the reason I asked that is because I feel like for some reason on my white side of my family, I'm just more accepted than my other side of my family. And it's not that I feel bad or I have
any. Why do you need to be accepted on either side?
Oh, I don't. I just wonder
why. So why are you paying attention to it then?
Because it's one of those human things that I think we all kind of like wonder, like, what am I doing wrong that makes me not,
When you're doing wrong, you're judging sides. You're paying attention to the wrong things.
Okay.
So I recommend, and I got to run, but I recommend you drop all that thinking and just live your life, overcome your fallen state.
Okay.
Just start doing the silent prayer at rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer and drop all that dark thinking. You're thinking wrong.
Okay. I really do appreciate everything, Jesse. And
you're welcome,
I've been watching your show for a while, man. And every time you say the great white hope. I do see everybody kind of get a little bit upset about it, but I love your stance, man, and I like your opinions on the stuff that's going on in this world today, and I just keep rocking on, man, and I just keep hearing you.
And you get away from all that thinking and be free.
I will. Absolutely. Thank you for the advice, sir.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Steve, a first-time caller out of North Dakota. Steve, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I just I've been listening to you here the past couple of weeks, and I guess I've really been binging your show. And I guess I'm one of those college-educated white guys that's intellectual type. And listening to you, I've found that a lot of the stuff you said is pretty profound. Just dropping a lot of that intellectual thought and I've been doing the silent prayer the past 2 weeks, but my question pertains to forgiving my parents. I've been spending some time thinking about just like childhood and stuff like that. And I've heard you say before that you should go and do it in person so that you can get your courage back.
If it's possible, yes. If it's possible to do it, let's say you can't go visit them, but you can do it by FaceTime. If you can't do that, try by phone. You're not stuck in just one way.
Okay. I guess it's a small detail, but I don't know. I guess they're like 3 hours away, and my thought was it would be more important to go and do it in person just so that, you can kind of face them.
Yeah, it is. The first choice would be to do it in person so you can shake in your boots so you can overcome the illusion of fear.
It's funny that you say shaking your boots because, like, immediately as I think about, doing it at all, it's just immediate fear of saying anything along those lines.
Right. And the only reason you have the fear is because you have anger. And anyone that has anger has fear, and you're being controlled by people around you, especially your parents.
Mm.
But once you go and forgive them, you're going to overcome the anger, and the fear would disappear as well.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, even recently just doing the silent prayer, I can feel being more aware of my thoughts and my anger. I don't know. I guess I'm a decently angry person.
Yeah, you are. Been, you're just like your mother.
Yeah. Beta.
Whoa, beta. How old are you?
24.
Yeah. Good, man. Go and forgive them so that you don't have to spend the next one day or 5 years being in misery.
Mm. Yeah, that was my thought. I was going to go do it this weekend here.
Yeah. So. Angry people are miserable, evil, revengeful, jealous, love hurting themselves and other people. They're of their father, the devil. You don't want to live like that. Mm. And you want to be able to go out into the world and live your life. And you got to go to work. You want to be able to hang out with people sometime, and you don't want to be you'll be there, but you don't want to need them. You don't want to be afraid.
Mm. Yeah, and just listening to you talk, I've just been listening to a lot of your call-ins, and also the fellowship. But I feel like it's helped a lot. I feel like I'm slowly dropping, putting titles on things like friends and family and
yes,
stuff along those lines, and just letting it, what will be, will be.
That's right. I promise you, you want to live a life of no identity, zero, and you will have a perfect life.
Hmm. Well, I think that's all don't need to take up any.
You got to die from all the illusions before you can have life. That must die, and then life will come. But you got to die from all your illusion of fear and worry and insecurity and needing this and needing them and all that madness, all that emotional stuff. You got to die from that in order to have life.
And be
no one, be nothing.
I guess I just have one more question. So
yeah,
as you go throughout this process, do the thoughts kind of get strong? Like, I feel like the thoughts are really starting to they're trying to pull more emotional things into my mind. I don't know if that
yes,
makes any sense.
Like,
it's getting more difficult.
Getting more difficult what?
I'll catch myself, I'll catch my thoughts thinking about just like past errors that I've done, just
yeah,
past wrongs I've done, trying to draw me back into, anger and feeling bad about myself and things along those lines.
Absolutely, because now that the light is shining on the darkness, that dark nature in you, but it's not you, and those spirits, which are dark, emotional, evil spirits, they don't want you to see them. So they're going to act up. They're going to scream at you. They're going to remind you of 100 years ago or yesterday They're going to tell you how awful you are and all that kind of stuff because they need you to react so that they can stay inside of you. But don't react. Don't call it you. And if you do find yourself reacting because you so used to living in your head and believing that, just realize, I'm in my head. That's not me. And just watch it. Don't judge it because there is no you to judge. There is no you to feel guilty. You have never done anything wrong. And I promise you, you're neither a sinner nor a saint. There is no you to be any of those things. So they're lying to you just like the world has lied to you. So just be aware of it and know that they don't want to leave. So they're like screaming and yelling and carrying on.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jesse, for your time.
Here's something I want you to, I encourage you to do, and it will help you if you do it.
Okay.
Number one, make sure you go and forgive your parents and have no expectation. However they respond, it's on them. It has nothing to do with you. I'm sorry for resenting you. And let them act however they want to act, but have no expectation. And then do the silent prayer. And whenever you feel a pain, and I'm not talking about physical pains, like spiritual pains, like loneliness, fear, sadness, happiness, suicidal thoughts, worry, jealousy, envy, and strife, whatever you feel, psychological, emotional pain, be aware of that. And I want you to do this, man. It's going to blow your mind. Next time you feel the pain, you should say, I feel that pain. Is it necessary? Just say that, and you'll see what happens. Is it necessary? But don't answer the question. You just ask, is it necessary? And amazing things will happen for you.
Okay. I'll start putting that into practice.
Because you're going to find that it's not necessary to feel anything about anything or anyone. But and by you doing this, it's helping you to be aware of what's happening inside of you. And it's the awareness that will change it.
Okay. I'll start trying to do that. And I just wanted to thank you again for all you do. I mean, I feel like I've listened to, I don't know how many thousands of hours of podcasts, but you're the first person that I feel like is bringing peace to my life.
Well, you stay with it. The Father is with you now. He's drawing you back unto him. Because the only way you can see and understand where I'm coming from is because you want the truth. So when you're hearing it, you're welcoming the truth to come and take over. And it is, and the truth will never let you down. So stay with it.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. I will.
You're welcome, Steve. Amazing.
Amazing.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, and he bought a coffee, biblical question answer.
Which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
He says, when you be, then you are and will do the will of the Father. Being is obedience. Not my will, but yours be done.
So which does he prefer?
He doesn't say which he prefers.
Oh.
He seems to indicate that being precedes doing.
Okay. It's not clear, but okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Hey, thank you for sitting in for me yesterday.
Of course.
How was it for you?
Kind of fun.
Kind of fun?
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Jermaine bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse. Hey,
I saw the rocket ship go up yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I came in the studio. Billy told me, "Hey, you want to watch the launch?"
Well, he didn't tell me about it.
I'm like, "Yeah." He like, "Well, let's go down to the studio and watch it because he had a big TV."
Yeah,
and it was amazing to see that. And I saw that the Earth is round.
Nice.
And the rocket ship was going around the Earth. It doesn't go straight up to it. right. and go around it.
Awesome.
To go up it.
Yeah, but yeah.
It was an amazing event.
That's cool.
Bill didn't invite you to watch it?
No. And are you sure you weren't watching on a fisheye lens? Because the chat is going to be like, that's fisheye, Jesse.
No, I watched it on the TV.
I know, but perhaps the camera that was viewing it was curving because it was a fisheye lens for wide angle.
There was no fish in that lens.
You may not know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But anyway, nice.
Amazing. Did Bill invite you to watch it, Nick? Hey, come on.
He's busy.
Oh, is he asleep?
No.
He dead? He look like he dead over there.
He's not dead.
Christ is not dead.
He is alive.
I thought I saw Jesus.
He was asking if you watched the rocket. Did Bill show you about the rocket?
I did not. I had like three things playing in my ears. Sorry. Y'all were talking to me just now?
Jeez. I thought you were dead over there.
No, he's alive.
That's right. Okay.
Jermaine. Hi, Jesse, Hake, Nick, Bill, and Derek. Good morning. Happy
morning.
Happy yesterday, Canada Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Second Monday in October.
Oh, yeah. Yep. On Columbus Day.
Uh-huh. In this year, yeah.
Amazing. Happy Thanksgiving, Canada.
Believe.
What the?
Jesse, this...
So, the for what it's worth, I just happened to see it in the local news that... The president of Canada, I guess he was the ex-president.
Justin Trudeau?
Yeah. Wasn't he the president before?
No, prime minister.
What's the difference in that and a president?
Don't ask me.
Oh.
Some European thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's dating that girl.
No.
Katy Perry?
Uh-huh.
Wait, Trudeau?
Yeah, bro.
Is it Trudeau?
Is he split up with
Trudeau's cool
Sophie?
Again.
I thought he had a wife.
They split up. Sophie Gregoire Turner. I mean, Trudeau.
Wow, but he has two daughters and a son, I think. And he's raising them to be feminists, too, along with Sophie.
Well, he got divorced and grew a beard, so he might be...
Is he divorced?
Or did she left him, is what they say.
After he wasn't president no more?
I don't know about the details. I forgot.
So I wonder now if Katy Perry is still singing, I ain't no turning back.
That's
you made me see.
Yeah, that's not Katy Perry.
Huh?
That's some other gal.
Oh, the beauty. Anyway, for what it worth, I just thought about it because of the...
Yeah, shout out.
Thanksgiving
Trudeau.
Thing. Shout out. Okay.
We got to do justice to these super chats. There's a bunch of them.
Okay.
Jesse, this might have happened to you, dying from the false nature. I see that thinking is of the devil, the tree of knowledge. Anything beyond practical thought is deception. By staying aware of it, the more it fights and throws a fit 10 times more to try to pull me back into unconsciousness. What a mess, says Jermaine.
You're right. What a mess. Thank you.
Lori, three coffees. Thank you for church. I'm paying attention to if I honestly wish my enemy well, if I still judge them even though I say I wish them well. I need to hear this in church. Thanks.
Listen, folks, you got to do the principles if you want them to work for you. If God said love your enemy and pray for them, you better be trying to do it no matter how you feel about it. But stay with it, all right? Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Back in a moment.
I'll be back. Hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
A whole lot. not a mess getting cleaned up in the world by our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, the 14th of October, A.D., 2025. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. All right, so do it. And ladies, there is a women's forum. It's the third Thursday of the month coming right up. The 16th of October, 2025 AD, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Nice. In a rare show of acknowledgement, our second greatest former president, Joe Biden, at least he's the second greatest out of the last two, he commended our truly greatest president, Donald J. Trump, on Monday. And that was for helping broker the Gaza ceasefire agreement. For our former so-called vice president, oh, Lord, I forgot she was a so-called vice president, cackling Kamala Harris. She also, of course, praised the Trump administration's role in a similar bipartisan, which means evil usually, gesture, describing the deal as an important first step toward a more hopeful future, unquote. So claimed her post, probably, on social media, maybe. Anyway, in the Middle East, the first phase of President Trump's Gaza agreement achieved key breakthroughs on Monday, resulting in the release of all 20 living Israeli hostages and the freeing of thousands of Palestinian detainees from Israel back into Palestine or wherever. The second, more challenging phase, aimed at dismantling Hamas and deciding Gaza's future leadership, has yet to be negotiated. Trump hailed an historic dawn of a new Middle East in remarks before the Israeli parliament as the deal brought a temporary halt to hostilities in the region. It now remains to be seen how the next round of the Gaza negotiations will proceed, who will be a part of the peacekeeping force, and whether a Palestinian state will ever be formed. Nice. And that Starship launch, you heard JLP mention, and he thinks that he saw the ball Earth, which I believe in the ball Earth, obviously. It's obviously a globe. But anyway, SpaceX's Starship mega rocket, I don't know why it's a mega rocket, it's a million rocket, completed an hour-long test flight Monday before making the fiery splashdown into the Indian Ocean. That's off the coast of India. Indian Ocean. Something like that. The company is racing to develop the vehicle to help NASA, which does not mean lies, achieve a moon landing planned for 2027. Acting NASA administrator Sean Duffy, you know that guy, he hailed the test flight as another major step toward landing Americans on the moon's south pole. Wow. The south pole of the moon. Sean Duffy's remarks came amid renewed skepticism that Starship will be ready in time to complete the mission in less than 2 years. Sean Duffy is serving double duty as President Trump's Secretary of Transportation, as well as the NASA administrator acting. He's been among the loudest voices warning that the U.S. must return to the lunar surface, that's the surface of the moon, before China lands on the moon. Nice. Exciting. And a typhoon over Alaska, at least one death has been confirmed after a powerful storm tore through western Alaska over the weekend. Search and rescue efforts underway across remote coastal communities to find missing residents. Whew. This comes after hurricane-force winds triggered record-breaking storm surge, displaced over 1,000 residents and tore homes from their foundations. Crazy. I didn't even know. I'm James Haight. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of Country and Western Tuesday already, and you can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. Which do you prefer, being good or doing good? Being good or doing good? Which do you prefer, being good or, is that hate? That's not hate?
I think it's just hate being good.
Oh, that's hate. What the?
This is an image of a white man.
What are you looking at, seeing if the earth is flat or not?
That too.
Being good or doing good? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, you just can't sit and watch it, because we're on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you can be listening on your phone if you got to move around. You could podcast, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, second hour of Tuesday. Don't forget to like the show. Hit like now. Yeehaw! It's Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
A son dog.
Amazing.
888-77-JESSE, a spiritual battle. Let me go to the busy phone. Mandy. It's a first-time call out of Virginia. Mandy, you are on the phone, on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Mandy. Hello?
Hi. Me and my brother Jacob love your show so much that I don't know how much we love it.
Well,
we watched it so many times.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Tell your brother I said thank you. Tell Jacob thank you as well.
You're a true inspiration, but his favorite word is what the?
What the? Amazing.
We've been saying that.
What the?
Lord, there's a whole bunch of there's a whole bunch of followers here where I'm from, and in Virginia.
They have some type of political race coming up there in Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Are you gonna vote?
I'm not old enough to vote yet.
Oh, how old are you?
20.
You're 20?
Yes.
So you are old enough to vote. You have to be 18.
I've already passed that number.
So are you going to vote?
Yeah.
Are you conservative or liberal? Are you conservative or liberal?
I don't really know.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, I appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
Amazing. Mississippi is burning. What the? Mississippi is burning. Did y'all hear about this? It's on fire. It's burning. Isn't that something? According to NBC News, down in Leland, Mississippi. That's too bad because Mississippi could be a really beautiful, nice state to live in. But no. Down in Leland, Mississippi, school homecoming celebration in Mississippi ended in gunfire. On separate parts of the town. You can't even have a homecoming in Mississippi anymore. Remember when homecomings were fun? No more. Watch this from NBC News.
Chaos as deadly violence unfolded in tiny Leland, Mississippi.
We got to do better.
Authorities say six were killed after a shooting on Main Street following the town's homecoming football game Friday night.
People who were enjoying themselves last night found themselves faced with violence that no community should be faced with.
The victims ranging in age from 18 to 41. Across the state, another deadly shooting.
We have a medical call at Heidelberg High School. It's going to be multiple people shot.
This one at a high school football game in the small town of Heidelberg, where officials say two people died. Mississippi's governor says one of the victims was pregnant. Police today arresting an 18-year-old suspect.
Amazing, huh? What's wrong with the blacks? Do you know that I went to an all-black school down in Sweet Home, Alabama, during the so-called Jim Crow era when the blacks pretend like things were just so bad. And do you know there was never a fight at the basketball games, the dances, the proms, the party? There was never a fight. Black people were not fighting and killing, and we would go and have fun, enjoy the game, have fun and go home. But now you can't even enjoy life in the public if the blacks are around. And not all blacks. Isn't that amazing? What happened? Why are they, I already know the answer, but I'm asking you. Why are they doing this now? When they claim that slavery and Jim Crow was so bad. Amazing, huh? And not only, it was like Mississippi was burdened. There was a third shooting across the state outside of a local football game. Watch this.
And in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, a third shooting outside of a local football game there last night. Authorities there arresting two individuals. While back in Leland, the search for the gunman continues, city leaders asking for help.
This is not a time to keep your mouth closed. It's a time you open your mouth. You can save a lot of lives if you open your mouth and tell us what you have seen.
The mayor working to heal a community in pain and on edge.
Please pray for Leland, Mississippi. Pray for your city, and let's pray for this country.
What's wrong with the blacks? Do they need Trump to go down there? What's up? My producer said he blamed the media. But you can't blame the media for what someone else does. This is their action, not someone else's. And the man said, you got a mouth and you can talk. Well, I got a mouth and I can pray. And if I fail to pray and my soul get lost, in nobody fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. And if I fail to pray and my soul get lost, nobody fall but mine. You got a mouth and you can pray. Mississippi is burning. Black people, do what you want, but you got to stop blaming anyone, especially adults. And you got to forgive. Or you never going to get better. And your children, their children, and their children will only get worse. The children become whatever the parents are. If you want to know what the parents are like, look at the children. And there's no such thing as a good parent and a bad child. Good doesn't produce bad. Good produce good, and bad, evil, produce evil. Here are Mississippians react to the violence during homecoming weekend. Watch this.
It hurts everything that we're trying to do when you bring people together at a football game or any kind of activity, and the fool come and shoot everybody up, and then he disappeared.
Ward 3's Councilman Stokes said the violence caught him by surprise.
I traveled the whole city looking at activities, and there was no violence. But yet you come to the game, and there's violence.
Shamika Clark from Atlanta was a witness to the shooting at Alcorn State University. She said she watched the first responders try to resuscitate the deceased victim.
To watch that baby out there like that, and to know that she was standing behind me in the bathroom at one point, you know, throughout the day, is very, very sad.
In response to these shootings, a few Mississippi campuses took Mississippi High School Activities Association's advice to cancel all tailgating events moving forward. This includes Wayne County High School and Picayune School District.
Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks? You got to drop your anger. You got to forgive your mothers and your fathers so that the spirit of anger can be taken away from you. As long as you blame someone else for the way you feel, you're never going to get better. Your problems are inside of you. It's not on the outside. So blacks, I recommend you stop listening to your so-called black experts and your media and blaming white people and forgive your mothers and your father. It starts in the home, not outside the home. Mississippi is burning. It's on fire. And you don't hear a word. Where is Al Sharpton about this? And then that, what's the name of that black guy supposed to be a lawyer every time somebody? Crump.
Benjamin Crump.
Where's Crump? Oh, these black don't have money? Where's Crump? Do it for free. Go help them, Crump, whatever your name. Deborah is a first time caller out of Kentucky. Deborah, you are on the air.
Oh, well, God bless everybody, and I hope everybody finds Jesus before
Deborah,
it's too late.
Are you on a speaker or something?
Yes.
Okay, hold on, Deborah. I can't understand you because you're on a speaker. Derek will talk to you. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Oh, right on, Jesse. How are you doing today, sir?
All is well.
Hey, right on. I just want to inform your listeners and the general public what Donald Trump did with that tariff on China last week against all imports, 100% tariff, and their response back, what they did to us today. The stock market is now down 400 points. You're going to see an economic collapse starting this week because China put a reciprocal tariff on U.S. for all our metals that are used in military making, all the parts, the missiles. And that's
so are you glad, are you happy that Trump did that, put 100% tariff on China?
Absolute imbecilic move on that part of Donald Trump.
Are you happy that he did or not happy he did it?
No.
And why not?
Because
how else would he make it right if he doesn't take a tough stance?
Well, you can make it right and do a tough stance, but when you're doing the wrong move, it doesn't matter what you're doing.
How do you know he's doing the wrong move?
Because the stock market is down 400 points right now.
But how do you know? That doesn't mean he's going to stay down. How do you know he's doing the wrong move?
You're going to see the price of silver like it did overnight go up $2.
But it doesn't mean he's going to stay that way. In order to make things right, sometimes you have to do tough things. And Donald Trump, the great white hope, is the only man that's able to do that. But don't worry. Just because right now it looked bad, it's going to be fine. Are you hungry?
No, it's not.
Are you hungry as a result of what he did?
No, I'm very mad because I hate people that make stupid decisions in behalf of the whole country.
Have you ever made a stupid decision?
Of course, but do I run this country, Jesse?
Do you have a family?
Yes, I do, Jesse.
And so when you made the stupid decision, did it affect your family?
No, it affected me mostly, but yes, I guess everybody's involved.
Did it affect your family?
Did it affect them? Yes. I'm not together with my family right now.
Were you stupid for making that decision and it affecting your family?
I don't feel it was a stupid decision. It was something I made.
And so was it a stupid decision that you made and it affected your whole family?
Correct. Just like the stupid decision Donald Trump did.
Was it a stupid when it affected your family?
Bad decisions affect everybody. Just like with what Trump
was
did.
Was it a stupid decision when it affected your family?
It affects everybody when you make a stupid decision.
Was it a stupid decision when it affected your family?
I guess, yes. There's actions from consequences.
So why did you do it then, knowing that it's going to affect your whole family?
If I knew that I was making a stupid decision at that time where it would affect my family, I wouldn't have made it. That's what you call life, where you've made a stupid decision in your past.
And so
you can't.
So you learn from it.
You got to move on.
So you learn from it?
You learn from it and move on. And
did your family forgive you for making a stupid decision that affected the family?
Again,
Did they forgive you?
I haven't made any stupid decisions.
Did your family forgive you?
I hope they forgive me, Jesse, yes.
They did forgive you?
Yeah. I don't know what the decision you're talking about is. I didn't make any stupid
decisions. You said you have made stupid decisions that affected your family before, right?
Not many.
But you have made them, right?
Yeah, but not many.
Did your family forgive you when you made them?
I think they did because we've moved on.
And so why can't you do that with Donald Trump then?
Because Donald Trump is going to take this country into the big pile of crap that it's going to.
But why has the country only gotten better since he's been there? He brought it out of the crap instead of putting it in the crap. Why has it gotten better with Trump instead of getting worse?
Because not everybody sees what Donald Trump is doing as good.
But they see that the country is better as a result.
No, they don't. Not everybody.
Has the country gotten better or worse under Trump? What do you say?
Worse.
So you saying the country got worse under Trump?
He is a pro-Israel president, which I do not support.
Are you saying that the country has gotten worse under Trump?
Yes. He's cleaning stuff up. But
do you love the Jews?
No, I don't.
Are you a Christian?
I'm a Christian, yes.
How is it possible to be a Christian and not love the Jews?
Because that Bible verse that you refer to as Jews' holiest people is false.
How is it possible to be a Christian? Does God love the Jews?
God despises the Jews today.
God doesn't despise anyone, buddy.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
They're Jews in name only.
No, that's not true. Go back and pray, man. What the? Amazing. Let me try Deborah again. First time calling. Deborah, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Are you off the speaker?
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I believe in my heart that God Almighty put Donald Trump in office.
Of course.
Whether the people did or not don't matter to me. But he let him come out for 4 years and show us what the Obama regime and poor old Biden wasn't even in his right mind leading him around. He's very sick right now, God bless him. But they destroyed so much of our country and our world. Donald Trump is trying to fix it.
Not only is he trying to fix it, he's fixing it. It is happening.
Look what happened in Israel.
I rest my case. Absolutely.
First time in 3,000 years there's peace in the Middle East
in the Middle East.
That's amazing.
It sure is. It is quite amazing. And he's only been in office. He hasn't been there a year yet.
I know.
And he's been there for a long time.
It does. It really, really does. He's done so much every day. The man never takes a break.
Amazing.
He's amazing.
It is. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And he knows when every little bird falls from the tree.
Absolutely. Amazing, huh?
And we don't have to worry about a place to live or what we're going to eat. He says, if my children ask for a piece of bread, I'm not giving them a rock. They want a piece of fish. I don't hand them a rock.
Yep, that's right.
He takes care of us one day at a time. And every morning, Jesse, when I wake up and open my eyes, I thank him for the breath of life.
Right on. That's amazing.
Every morning. I just started that a couple years ago. I wished I'd have done it all my life.
How old are you now?
I'm 69.
Well, be grateful that you're doing it now. Because
I am.
All you have is now. Did you drop your anger?
Oh, I don't have any anger.
Right on.
not even toward the enemies of our country. I don't have any enemies, and I pray for those that are in the wrong.
Right on.
That they will find their way. I want everybody to find Jesus before they leave Earth. I don't want nobody to perish. Whether I know them or not, I love them. The love in my heart that Jesus put in me loves them.
Right on. Oh,
through
man.
Me.
And so, Deborah, you pray for your enemy, huh? Enemy.
Oh, yes.
Right on. I
yes,
do, too.
I do. I do, too, because they've missed the mark. If they had Jesus, they wouldn't be acting that way or feeling that way.
Yeah.
And God can heal anything we've been through. Anything.
All things are possible.
All things. And he is the great physician.
That's right. Amazing. Well, Deborah, I appreciate your call. Amazing call. Will you call
me? I'm so glad to hear your voice in real life. I watch you all the time. Jesse, I love you.
I love you too, Deborah. I really do. Will you call me again?
I will. And God bless you, my brother, in every way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. A lady of love. She prayed for her enemy. Not somebody needs to tell Brady that. This ain't Brady, right? Brady from Arizona. You need to be trying to pray for your enemy, man. What the? Up there hating the Jew. You better not be hating the Jew. Jesus was a Jew. You hate the Jew. You hate Jesus. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Jermaine with another, hey, Jesse, I'd love for you to play this clip of Trump. It's so amazing. And he shares the Instagram link. I sent that to you yesterday.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Talking about heaven, Trump and heaven.
Don't try to get to heaven.
Well, he said he was being cute, and he doesn't think that he can do anything to get to heaven.
I know, and he can't.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, things must die for others to live in this world. We don't need social engineers. Why do we have them? Thought I lived till I passed away. A-L-L, says Anthony.
Amazing. Thank you, Anthony.
He also says, with a couple more cash apps, many fake one-year citizens, commies with an evil agenda. Black fatigue off the charts in October.
Especially down in Mississippi. Mississippi is on fire.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Shout out.
Really, it's happened in Chicago, Mississippi, Gary, Indiana, wherever the blacks are dwelling. This doesn't have to, I want the blacks to know, and not all, but most, it doesn't have to be that way. You got to drop your anger. The white man is not to blame for your actions. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin, yesterday on Cash App, have a sunny day. We did have a sunny day yesterday.
But it's raining in L.A. right now. It rained last night, and it's raining now. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Raining all over this world.
Kevin,
amazing.
No tax on tips, but there is tithe on tips. Very generous.
Right.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Oh, man, I appreciate your help.
Karen, hi, howdy do, y'all. Hey, your shirt is a lie. Yesterday I had Columbus is a hero. She calls him a murderer. Enjoy this wonderful Maid Monday. We did. Thank you, Karen. Cornerstone said, happy Columbus Day.
She doesn't
well.
Know Columbus about America.
Yeah, she forgets all that and believes the murders stories.
Amazing.
Terrible.
Thank you, though.
Triple Order 5000 USS Cole bombing anniversary the other day. And we'll have to read the rest
Amazing.
Later. Thank you all.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. A quick break. Back in a moment. Straight to you. The Super Chats and your calls. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Don't forget, I do personal shout-outs for you, whatever the occasions, whatever it is, weddings, congratulations, encouragement, birthdays, or just plain old shout-outs. Sometimes people want to propose, right? They say, hey, do a shout-out asking my girlfriend to marry me. I'll do a shout-out for you even for that. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, or, support us on social media, and don't forget to like this video, hit like, now, I'm waiting, let me see how many likes pop up. Wow, thank you. Oh, thank you. I see Johnny, I see Jim, I see Mary, I see Sue, I see you. Wow, light is popping up everywhere. Over in Germany, Hitler just hit light. Thank you, Hitler. I appreciate it. Before I go back to the phone, did you hear about this? This is hell on earth inside a human being. Some people say, oh, I'm afraid of dying and going to hell. Oh, I'm afraid of hell. You are already in hell if you have fear of hell. Hell live inside of human beings. For an example, CBS News is reporting a couple from Wilburn, Massachusetts, has lost their license to foster children after they refused to sign a gender-affirming policy form from the Department of Children and Families. Watch this from CBS.
Lydia and Heath Marvin are ready to bring kids into their home on a moment's notice.
Our Christian faith, it really drives us toward that. Like it, James says, it true. Undefiled religion is to care for the fatherless.
The Woburn couple reconfigured their home to care for 8 foster children, including a baby with complex medical needs, for 15 months.
Every night for 15 months, we were up at least three times. Yeah.
That's in addition to their own 3 kids. And they were ready to keep going until Massachusetts Department of Children and Families pulled their license last spring.
We were not done having young children in our home.
The heart of the issue, the Marvins refused to sign DCF's LGBTQIA+ non-discrimination policy, which states a foster family must accept a child's assertion of their LGBTQIA+ identity, address children by their names and pronouns, and support gender-neutral practices regarding clothes and physical appearance.
We had asked, is there any sort of accommodation? Can you waive this at all? We will absolutely love and support and care for any child in our home, but we simply can't agree to go against our Christian faith in this area.
The Marvins are still considering their options, but two other Massachusetts Christian foster families filed a federal lawsuit against DCF in September, represented by the Massachusetts Family Institute and national group Alliance Defending Freedom.
So there's a speech component and also a religious liberty component to the lawsuit.
Hell on earth. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. Mess, huh? Hell on earth. And it's going to get worse. It is going to get worse. Human beings, human nature is evil. And there is no love. Human beings do not have love. They don't have it. And when you can see that you don't have it and admit it, then you shall have it. Then you shall have it. And children don't know anything about no, what do you call that? Gender affirming. What the? Gender, but this is hell on earth. Look how badly human beings treat one another. Is that not hell or not? It ain't heaven. It ain't heaven. What's that song called, It Ain't Heaven, by somebody?
It sounds so close to something that I...
Sure, it ain't heaven is... something. So what'd you say, Derek? The Bruno Mars song?
Was it, you make me feel like I've been locked out of heaven for too long?
No, I haven't heard that. That I remember.
Yeah, you have.
I have?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Amazing. Listen, folks. Do what you want, but stop looking for love. And stop expecting that people love you. They don't. You can bank on that. Your own folks don't love you. Your blood and family do not love you. And that's fine. Your love should only come from above. And that's what love is. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. Another quick example, then I go to the phones, of hell on earth. And it's going to get worse because human beings are evil. You can find anything good in human nature if you try. If you wanted to find it, you wouldn't find nothing good in human nature. Another example of hell on earth. And this is why you should never, yet another reason, you should never trust thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. All thoughts, remember that, are all lies about anything. So why don't you stop believing thoughts? They're not your own. They're not from God, so they must be from hell. And yet you believe them, and you say, I'm lonely, I'm sad, I'm mad, I'm suicidal. And then you go to some stupid doctor, and they give you medication. They give you depression pills. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. People is reporting. Tyra Spalding was found dead at her home of an apparent suicide on Tuesday, September the 23rd. The former Miss Universe, Jamaica. Jamaica, baby. Jamaica. Yeah. Jamaica, was 26 years old. Watch this television Jamaica report.
This evening, we turned a spotlight on the need for greater awareness surrounding mental health following another case of suspected suicide. This time, it's of a former beauty contestant earlier this week. As Romardo Lyons reports, the young woman who was battling with depression documented her thoughts in videos that have now gone viral.
My mind is trying to kill me. And if I do nothing, I am going to die, guys.
A troubling clip from a 21-minute YouTube video posted on September 4, 2025 by Tyra Spaulding, a contestant in the 2023 Miss Universe Jamaica pageant. The video continues.
Every day I get up, my mind tells me to go and jump off a building. It tells me to go and overdose on pills. It tells me to go and hang myself. I am fighting for my life.
Miss Spaulding's body was reportedly found by relatives Tuesday night with a curtain around the neck. The corporate communication network of the Jamaica Constabulary Force has launched an investigation.
Amazing, huh? The mind is a terrible thing to say. Your mind is evil. So why don't you drop it? Why don't you drop all thoughts? They're not your own, and they're not of God, so they're of evil. And by you believing that those thoughts are yours, think about that. You'll do what they say. You'll believe it. When they say, oh, life is not about it, you might as well kill yourself. You're like, oh, I'm going to fight against that. You can't fight with it. You got to be aware of it. The mind is dark. Human nature is dark. And the mind deceives you, and you believe that the mind is yours. All thoughts are all lies about anything. Why don't you come into the presence of the light and live in the now, right here, right now, all the time, and be free? Why don't you just give it a try and see? Okay, the mind been deceiving me. It make me feel good. It make me feel bad. It make me feel lonely. It make me feel sad. It make me feel this. It caused me to believe that and this. Why don't you say, you know what? I'm not going to do what it tells me anymore and see what happens. And she was a pretty lady, and she did at 26, according to the report. Because she was battling with the mind, according to her. You can't fight with evil. You have to overcome evil by the light. You need light. Human nature is dark. Human nature is evil. Look how human beings treat each other. That ain't no love. And they love making you unhappy. It gives them a thrill, and they call it life. They laugh at you when they make you unhappy. They laugh because they're evil. Overcome thoughts, and the world can't touch you. Tyra's Instagram account announced she was back and better in a video. She mentioned struggling to keep her thoughts at bay. And feeling like there were two versions of herself, Jamaican, television Jamaica. Watch this.
This Instagram account with her name has a single post from August 15, 2025. The caption says, "Your girl has been through hell and back." In another video, she lamented that while she didn't want to entertain suicidal thoughts, she was struggling to keep them at bay.
I think this world is truly, truly evil and evil only.
She went further to say she felt as though there were two versions of herself, one who wants her to live and one who wants her to die.
Amazing, huh? Only if someone could have gotten to her and said, Tyra, you got to forgive your mother. You got to forgive your father and drop the anger, drop the thoughts. It sounds like she was struggling. I know a lot of people, I counsel with a lot of people who are struggling with the same thing, thoughts and feelings. All thoughts and all feelings are all lies all the time about anything. Do what you want with that. I'm telling you the truth. For those who have ears, let them hear. May her soul rest in peace. She was right about the struggle that's happening inside of her, but it wasn't her. And it seemed as though she didn't know that. And she said, the world is evil. And it is, but it's the people of the world that are evil. But the evil that she was feeling, if what this is reported true, is inside of her, was inside of her. Your evil is not on the outside of you, it's on the inside. But you can overcome evil, overcome darkness with the light. May her soul rest in peace. Let me go to Cora out of Michigan. Cora, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I just wanted to call today and thank you for being here for me. And as I'm navigating and working on myself, I just notice new things coming up all the time. I am counting it as joy, and even though it doesn't feel like joy, I do know the purpose behind me going through this, and that just brings me joy itself. But
and what's the purpose? What's the purpose behind you going through that?
So I can find God.
Well, you and do
my
you,
purpose,
are you started? Are you seeing that all the thoughts and the feelings that you're having are fake, they're an illusion, they're not real?
At times, I can see that. I ultimately see that they're evil, no matter if they're good or bad, but I do struggle seeing that they're not me at times when they're so heavy.
And why do you struggle? How do you struggle with a thought? I don't know how you can do that. How can you struggle with something that doesn't exist? It's an
illusion.
The
only logical answer I have would just be that it manifested into a feeling that takes over my whole body, and like at that point you're kind of like, you know, you are struggling. You went too far. I mean, like I can see the thoughts and let them go. But when they manifest into feelings, it's kind of like you've already, you know, and it's harder to come back from that, I guess.
Well, the next time I recommend, do what you want, of course. The next time you feel that pain of feelings and it's just so heavy up on you, just sit quietly and go through it. Let it happen.
I feel it right now.
and just so it now?
I feel it right now. Like it's been heavy.
So let it be. Just relax and don't run from it. Don't call it you, and go through it. You got to go through hell in order to reach heaven. And so go through it, and on the other side. And if you go through it, you will find heaven on the other side of those feelings.
Well, and here's the
because
thing:
because that is hell.
I can see that. And here's the thing, and here is my specific question. So I believe that my mom had gave me a spirit of hypochondriac. Her mom was like that. My mom wasn't like that bad, but I mean, obviously it manifested into me. So it must have been something that affected me as a child. And I noticed like, so here's what's going on. So I know that God says that nothing can come between me and his love. And so ever since I was a kid, I have like dealt with like when I see flashing lights, I get I don't think I have seizures. I never looked into it like that, but it's gotten a lot more severe now. And so I'm thinking about going to just get checked out because apparently you can have seizures and like just be talking and be normal. So it's probably important that I at least see if everything's fine, which I think it is. But I've been just so, like, anxious about this, like, epilepsy thing, or if there's something wrong with my brain, because I am having these, like, really weird episodes when I have flashing lights. And it's just making me think, like, oh my gosh, if I've had seizures my whole life and my brain could be damaged, and it's all these things I'm trying to let pass. But I'm just like, it is so heavy, because it's like, well, can God heal these physical things too, just like he's healing these spiritual things?
So you have a fear of sickness?
I wouldn't even say that. I just think that whatever's going on with my brain and the flashing lights is making me think that something could be wrong. And I think that it's getting pretty heavy to the point where, like, it's starting to consume me. And I am going to go checked out to see if I do have epilepsy. But I'm just, like, I guess my fear is that, like, is that going to be something that could get between me finding God completely?
How old are you?
21.
So when you see flashing light, you feel like you're going to have a epileptic fit about it or something?
I don't know what that even feels like, but I get
you feel
pretty,
like you're going to have a seizure?
I don't know what having a seizure feels like, but
have you ever had a seizure?
I don't think so. Apparently you can have them and not know you can just be talking and be normal and having one. So I'm not sure. That's why I'm going to go get checked out, because I'm not sure.
Has anyone ever told you that, oh, you had a seizure?
Well, what's ironic is I'm actually a naturalist, so I don't even go into the medical field, but the family I nanny for, the mom is a neurologist.
Cora.
Yeah.
How old are you?
21.
And so in 21 years of life, has anyone ever told you that you had a seizure?
No.
In 21 years of life, are you aware of ever having a seizure?
I don't think so. I mean,
out of 21 years of life, have you had a physical examination?
No, that's what I'm about to do.
And you're about to do it because you want to find out if you have a seizure?
Well, if there is neurological things that aren't aligning to make me have these weird episodes when there is flashing lights, because I do get very weird and shaky and kind of like very anxious. Like I don't know if the thoughts can do that to me, because I wonder if the thoughts are like, overpower, like, I know that I've always had a little weird thing with flashing lights, which I could just be sensitive, but the mom the family I'm aiming for, she's a neurologist, and I was talking to her about it, and she
Your
was
mother
like,
is a neurologist?
No, the mom of the family I'm aiming for is a neurologist,
the
and I was just
The mom of the
like,
family what?
That I'm nanny for.
Oh, that you're nanny for, okay.
And I was talking to her about it, and she was like, oh, you need to go get checked out. Like, you could be having seizures all the time and not know you're having seizures. You could just be, like, normal. Like, I would go get checked out. And then after that, I was like, oh, well, maybe I should get checked out, I guess. So it's just been heavy, and I'm I've never had, a health problem before. So I'm just, like, it's kind of overbearing a little bit.
Can you hold?
Yes.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. When I come back for your phone call and your super chat, we got a capital, which is super chat. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming now. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
Oh,
kinds of mess going on in the world, such as the TSA checkpoints, you know, when you're going flying an airplane. Now, thanks to the overreaction to Al-Qaeda doing the 9/11 thing, George W. Bush had that thing, that bipartisan TSA thing where they check you and are very invasive and they steal your stuff anyway and they don't stop much probably. I don't know. Maybe they do. And the Democrats are refusing to play Kristi Noem's video blaming the Democrat shutdown for the longer TSA lines and flight delays and stuff like that. Mess. Kristi Noem's kind of a mess too, so I don't know. Anyway, there are tariff threats, new tariff threats, exciting. And there's a super wood out there that scientists supposedly have created, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, that's 10 times stronger than steel, if you can believe it. And a LendingTree CEO, he had an accident, he died in an ATV. I think that's that four-wheeler motorcycle type of a thing, but it's four wheels. Accident on a family farm. Be careful. You can just die. You can just up and die in a freak accident or whatever, especially if you're not careful. Anyway, a little girl, speaking of careless, saved her. Well, she wasn't careless, I guess, but her little bro, her little brother, they were bouncing around and jumping on a big old trampoline like, you know, the kids are doing nowadays. And he had put something in his mouth and showed it to her that he was putting it in her mouth, in his mouth, and jumping around. And he started choking and she saved him. She patted him on the back to try to help him. And then she ended up doing a Heimlich maneuver on him. And it spit it out and it saved him. But don't be doing that. You're supposed to know not to play with stuff in your mouth. With like candy or whatever in your mouth. When you're playing. Anyway, Mike Johnson says we're barreling toward the longest shutdown in history. Exciting. I guess. Whatever. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday. It is coming up on the third Thursday of the month, ladies. The 16th of October is the third Thursday, and at 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, there is the Women's Forum, rebuildingtheman.com/events. So do join us, if you so please, if you can, ladies. Some ladies fly in from all over or drive in from all over, and then they sometimes will stay until Sunday for church, through Sunday for church. Pretty cool. Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, rebuildingtheman.com/church. But anyway, the third hour, JLP will be right back. It is the 14th of October right now, 2025 AD. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reporting on the Alaska typhoon. At least 51 people have been rescued in Quiglingook, and the nearby village of Kipnook. So said a local tribe health agency and state officials. These sparsely populated villages are more than 400 miles southwest of Anchorage, Alaska. So watch out because there was storm surges and all kinds of stuff. Winds, TSA checkpoints, several, or at least a few, major U.S. airports are refusing to play a video of Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, in which she blames Democrats for the government shutdown. And it's right to blame them. But this video is intended to play at TSA checkpoints with Noem stating, Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government, and because of this, many of our operations are impacted, and most of our TSA employees are working without pay. End quote. Airports that have announced they will not show the video, including Las Vegas' Harry Reid International Airport and Portland International PDX and Seattle-Tacoma International and Charlotte Douglas International Airport and three airports in New York. Many airport officials have cited the video's political tone as their reason for declining to air it, probably because those people are Democrats themselves, or maybe they're just classy. Some of them might just be classy and not want to do that because, you know, Kristi Noem could be just being a messy gal, but I don't know. I don't have a strong opinion either way. Tariff threats. Traders were jolted Friday after Trump threatened to impose new tariffs on Chinese imports. Exciting stuff. Don't get mad. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the third hour of Country Western Tuesday, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. The biblical question is amazing. My biblical question is for those who want to know themselves and to overcome. Which do you prefer, being good or doing good? Which do you prefer, being good or doing good? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running about and you just got to do what you got to do and you wish, wow, I want to sit and watch the show, but I can't. I'm a podcast, and you can, but you can listen on your phone no matter where you are, anywhere in the world. You can listen on the phone by calling 605 on Talk Stream Live there, 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. JLP Talk. BuyMeOnCoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour of Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country.
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday, a spiritual battle. I want to go back to Cora out of Michigan. Cora, what's your question for me?
Then I guess between all this is like,
so you like believe that you was wrong. You believe you're having a seizure when you never had one. You just believe you're gonna have one.
No, I like when flashing lights are going upon in life. I get really like anxious and kind of shaky a little bit, and I have to look away.
You said flashing lights, so doing what?
So when they flash, I get like just super anxious and start to like put my head down and get like a little shaky. And
which lights?
Like sometimes when there's like flickering lights in a store or when I'm driving and someone. And so I had talked to the neurologist that I actually, the nanny, the family I nanny for, the mom's a neurologist. So I was just talking and mentioning it to her. And she kind of was just like, hey, like, you should probably go get that checked out because you can have seizures and still be talking and conscious and stuff. Like, it's important that you find out. And from that point forward, at first I thought that was weird because I thought seizures were different.
Let me ask this, because you're married, right?
Yeah.
So have your husband ever said he's seen you have a seizure?
Well, no.
He never said that, right?
No, I just...
So, don't you... How long have you been married?
A couple months now.
And so, how long did you date before marriage?
Like 3 years.
So, do you think at some point in the three-year period of time, he would have seen you having a seizure?
Yeah, I guess, but...
Do you think at some point in 3 years period and a couple months of marriage, do you think he would have seen you have a seizure if you were having seizures?
Yes, I do agree with that, but don't rush. Okay.
At some point, mm-hmm. would your husband have noticed or seen you have a seizure if you were having a seizures?
Yes.
And so why don't you take his word that you're not having seizures?
Because the neurologist I was talking to, just having a conversation with, telling her, hey, this is what's going on. Do you have any word of advice? She's the one that said that you can have seizures, that you're just talking and being normal. Like, it's not always the ones where you're shaking on the ground. That's what made me say to myself, I need to go get it checked out, because who knows? If I'm getting like that when there's flashing lights, isn't that a sign to my body? Maybe I should go see.
But you said when you see flashing light, you're afraid that you're going to have a seizure, right?
I honestly have been kind of.
I don't know.
I get anxious.
Did you say that when you see flashing lights, you are afraid that you're going to have a seizure, right?
Well, yeah, I'm definitely afraid.
But you have not had a seizure, right?
I don't think so, not that I know
of. So what is there to be fear of then?
Answer
that for me. What is that to fear if you never had a seizure when you see flashing lights?
I guess I've never had one like the movies where you're like down on the ground shaking. So
you've
never had a seizure,
as far as you know, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
And your husband never told you, you know what, the other night you had a seizure.
Well, with her saying that
your husband never told you that, right?
No.
So you have no proof of having a seizure, right?
Right, yes. I guess that's true.
Is it possible? And I'm not telling you to don't go. If you want to go to the doctor and get a physical on it, I'm not telling mm-hmm. you that. I'm not telling you not to. I don't recommend medical stuff. I'm not a doctor. But is mm-hmm. it possible? It's just fear. But nothing else is happening.
It is very possible that it is fear and nothing else is happening.
And so why are you tripping then?
Because, like you said, there's also that possibility that I could be, like, damaging my brain and having these seizures and not knowing.
I didn't say you could be damaging your brain. That was that lady told
you. Well, if I didn't... Okay, sorry.
You said some woman told you that?
Well, she is a neurologist, so that's why...
Did you say some woman told you that?
Yeah.
Every time you listen to the woman, you'll suffer.
Even if it's a doctor?
Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer.
Even
if it's a doctor?
If that's the case, that will help me a lot. Stop listening to quote-unquote expert doctors. Yeah, that would be great. I mean, I think my main concern is I'm such a healthy person, and and this has thrown me through, like, very much tested my ego, and I'm just, like, I am anxious about it. I don't want this to separate me and God if there was something wrong with my brain, because, I mean, that to me seems like the one physical thing that could separate you is, like, if I did get brain damage or did have something wrong with my brain, I wouldn't want that to get between my awakening and what I'm working towards, you know? And that's my question for you is, like, would God be able to heal something physical just as much as he can heal something spiritual?
God can do anything. All things
so
are
possible. I should not worry then in the sense of there could be something already wrong or I've already could have.
What good is it doing you to worry? What's the purpose of
obviously none. That's why I'm like calling
What's
you.
What's the purpose
and
of worry?
Absolutely nothing.
So
only,
why do you worry then? Worry pretend to be right, and worry is never right. What's the purpose of worrying then?
I physically, no matter how hard I don't try, but like I just can't help the drenching, like.
You've been like this all your life?
100%.
And so your mother and grandma was like this, you said?
Yeah, I mean, I think specifically talking to you about this hypochondriac thing, I think I specifically have a demonic attachment with this hypochondriac thing. It comes in and out. Like, it's not always severe, but like when I think something's wrong, I'm like completely not myself. I'm just like, I'm checked out. Like, I can't, like, I just worry.
And so when there are no lights, do you still get anxieties?
Honestly, since it's been on my mind so much lately, sometimes I'm like, it feels like it, like it, the seizure feeling is kind of more severe, even if there isn't lights, because I'm just like so.
When there are no lights, do you experience anxiety?
Yes, yeah.
So you get anxiety whether there's light or no light?
Yeah, just more severe when the lights are flickering. Like,
but
I get
you get it either
light.
Way.
Yeah, yeah.
So
which
are
is
you
like
going,
what I'm working
so
on.
So are you going to the doctor?
I think I'm, well, the thing is the last time we talked, I told you my parents took me off the insurance, so I won't have insurance till January. And I called my primary today, and she's like, oh, you need to get in as soon as possible if you're experiencing that. And I told her, I said, you shouldn't tell people that because you don't know if something's wrong. So I actually did stand up. I did stand up. And she's like, oh, you're right. Like, you know your body. You're on your own. And I'm like, yeah. Like, you don't just, she like clearly was trying to like make me afraid and get in, even though I don't have insurance. So I actually
had my parents
blog.
Is it hard for your husband to live with you?
Oh, I would say so.
Yeah, but you can't, it's hard to live with somebody that's tripping the way you're tripping.
Well, yeah, probably. Obviously, I don't want to be this way, though.
What?
I don't want to be this way. Like, I want to overcome this.
So why don't you stop overreacting to your thoughts, then? You do want to be that way, because if you didn't want to be that way, you would stop being that way.
Okay. If there's, like, thoughts about, like, if there's, like, music, because I've been having a lot of torment in my head. Maybe that's why it's been pretty hard, because I've been going through a lot. If there's, like,
you
music going on in my
way,
head.
You want to be this way, Cara. If you didn't, you would stop.
It's hard to believe that, because I definitely do want to overcome this.
Then
like,
you would stop believing all those lies and calm down. You get
How
a thrill
do you just, like,
from
calm
all this.
Down? I want to believe that, but it's really hard to because I definitely don't feel that way. Like, I don't want to feel this way at all.
So are you
wanna,
going to,
I want to watch you, the doctor.
I got to run, but are you going to the doctor? You going to go and have a physical?
Probably, but I did have one more question about thoughts before you went.
Why don't you go and have a physical and see if that's going to satisfy you or not?
Well, I'm going to, but I do know that this is still spiritual. It's not going to, like, make things go away. So I understand.
You already
that
know that?
Yeah. I mean, I've been working on myself for a long time. I'm very aware that, like, even if this was fear, this will tell me a lot about myself that, like, fear can literally convince me that something's absolutely wrong and there's not. Like, if there's nothing wrong, that will really, really push me to work on myself even more. because that would be crazy, like how much fear can actually, like, and that's almost scary to me to see how big fear can really influence a body. I don't know. It's crazy. But I did have one more question about thoughts, and you were kind of mentioning it at fellowship. If you're having like thoughts like music or something going on in your head, just like constantly, or like counting or things that aren't like specifically words, but just like counting or music, do you just watch that too? Because sometimes I feel like I can like make it stop, but I know that you say don't do that, to just watch it. So I wanted to clarify, are you just supposed to watch it go by?
So or... are you having the music playing while you're having the seizures?
No, you don't want to say that. No, it's kind of, it just happens a lot.
How
like,
does
I
your
know
husband
devil...
deal with you? Poor guy.
Jesse, I'm trying to actually get better here and ask questions so I can get better and be better wife. But like, yeah, so do you stop that just because it's not words, or do you also let that pass?
Let all thoughts pass.
Like if you just have to watch the song for an hour straight, you have to do that.
Let all thoughts pass.
So you just watch it as long as you have to.
Let all thoughts pass. You watch and do nothing about thoughts, and they'll go away.
Okay, well, I guess you answered my question today. I really don't want you to think, I mean, I know you say that I love this. I don't know how to see that I do love this. I wish I could see that, but I don't. And maybe
have
it
you
will
forgiven
show me
your,
a different time.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah, well, I forgave both of my parents, okay. And I actually blocked them because they were still being like overbearing, and I like let them go.
Okay.
But
well,
I actually just blocked them today because I need insurance. So
you just unblocked them?
Well, I did today for
because
a time
you
being.
Need insurance?
Yeah, because I can't enroll till January. That's how like Michigan is. So,
and so
I have
are
to,
they going to give you insurance?
They might for me to get neurologist testing, but after that, I probably plan on separating myself again if they even let me get on real quick. It is kind of weird that I have to unblock them, but
so you unblock your parents so you can get insurance, and when you get insurance, you're gonna block them back.
Well, if they keep being like overbearing and doing things, crossing boundaries, probably, but maybe things will be better. I'm not sure.
Right. But here's, if you need to go to the doctor, I'm not telling you not to go to the doctor. It's totally a decision you have to make. I cannot make. But you need to calm down, and you need to just watch those thoughts and just calm down.
Is the only way to calm down is to not believe the thoughts? Because I can't take away the feeling of being hyper like this and anxious. Like, I can't just say go away.
What would happen if you just relax in the feelings and do nothing about it? What would happen to it then?
I don't know. I guess I never entirely... I mean, I feel like I sit through it all the time.
But do you?
I feel like... I mean, I do the silent prayer every night, every morning, and I'm very much aware of what's going on inside me right
because
now.
Because of time, do you sit through it?
Yeah, I would say so.
Do
I'm
you?
I'm aware. Like, meaning just sit there and be quiet and do nothing about it. Yeah, when it's pretty severe, I just.
Do you have
a
job?
Yeah, I work full-time as a nanny.
How are you able to work with this mentality?
It's hard at times, for sure. I definitely don't like it. It caused me not be able to be here 100% because I'm also trying to face the hell inside me. So it makes it hard, yeah.
Oh, okay. I got to run, Cora.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Calm down.
Okay.
All right.
I'll work on it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye now.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Kevin says, Hake the co-host. Amazing.
Amazing. Hake sat in for me again yesterday. Thank you, Hake.
You're welcome. Imported TV, shout out to Hake, Nick, and Derek. Jesse, the show is in good hands. Salute.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Kukujiu, how old are you, Hake? 44. And Karen said...
44.
Thank you, Karen. We saw
Amazing.
Yours.
Thank you.
Everblazer, all my life I had to fight. You told Harpo to beat me.
I ain't gonna take it no more.
Indeed.
All my life I had to fight. My daddy, my brothers, my uncles, my cousin. I ain't gonna take it no more. Oh, man. Hop on.
Carver says, Flat Earth Hour. Dun, dun, dun.
His shirt says, it's proving to you that the earth is round.
Yep, it's obvious.
He's pointing to the roundness of the earth. And go, ooh, see? Ooh,
obvious globe. Thank you, Carver. Prep Ham Paul Sanae Takaiks is president of the Japanese Liberal Democrat Party. She is not conservative. So a caller called in saying that there's a woman running for prime minister or something like that, or president in Japan, and that she's conservative. But Prep Ham Paul argues she is not, because she's part of the Japanese, president of the Japanese Liberal Democratic Party.
So the whole world's trying to hurry up and rush in time?
Yes.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska has a flat earth question. How is it that I can see the entire moon that is 238,900 miles away in a straight line with the naked eye or telescope, but humans can only see 230 miles straight to the horizon if they're standing on top of Mount Everest with the naked eye or telescope, and you can see only approximately 3 miles away at sea level? Explain that, flat earthers.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jim in Alaska.
That's yes, over on. 0000000. What that mean?
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. Thank you, Jim. Amazing.
That's over on punchy.tv.
And you can see, can't you see Russia over there?
According
can Jim
to a,
see Russia?
According to a Saturday Night Live impression of Sarah Palin, she can.
Is Sarah dealing around? Where's Sarah?
Maybe she's taking care of her autistic grandchild or something.
Cause she was real popular at one time.
Uh-huh.
And now you don't hear about it at all.
Thank God. Shout out.
Shout out to Sarah Palin. Right on, Jim. Very good point.
Eugene. No, it was a question.
Oh.
Good question.
Good question.
Eugene,
know.
Five coffees. Those who are celebrating Indigenous Day are smoking peyote with them.
That's for sure.
Baby Jessica's dreams on toast on the X live stream yesterday. Good morning, James. I love your voice.
Everybody smoking pot. Except baby Jessica's daddy. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Congrats, President Trump.
They love your shirt?
My voice.
Oh, your voice. Amazing. Nice. Go ahead, Anthony. What?
Congrats, President Trump. God willing, this will last.
What manner of man is this? The war obeys him. Amazing. Thank you.
He also says, hey, partner, thanks for freeing up this here town. DJT, Donald J. Trump.
Right on. Amazing.
Renesio. Jesse, what language did Adam and Eve speak? Was there only one grocery store back in those days? Shouldn't the snake be in a zoo? Asks Renesio.
I don't know. They spoke Jewish language.
Popcorn's Thumpkeg says, Jesse, you recently posted on X that segregation worked, integration doesn't work, the races don't mix, and that it's time to divide. I totally disagree. You have a staff at least three different races together on your show. Is that working or is it time to divide? First question.
But all my staff think that they're white.
Indeed.
Jared thinks he's white. He's black as an ace of spades. But he thinks he's white. He act white. And so that's why the staff tend to get along. But it is time to separate from the blacks. Race mixing does not work. Unless, maybe I can do it unless, they come together naturally because they want to. But race mixing doesn't work. Look how, and then we have all these illegals in our country now. Is that working?
No, sir.
When they come, they all go and build their environment. They left. They don't mix up with the American environment.
And then they cry racism against the whites.
I know. Isn't that amazing? White people, y'all better divide it before it's too late. If you doubt me, ask the whites in South Africa.
That's for sure.
Race mixing does not work. It's just reality. Amazing.
Since you said segregation works, do you plan to move on to an all-black neighborhood? Or is this all talk from you? Second question.
No, I'm going to stay with the whites. They like me. What the? Thank you.
Only a small minority of whites say he has to go, too.
That's right.
Most of them say he can stay.
See there? But even better than that, when I was watching Elon Musk take rocket ship go up in space yesterday, and I know that Elon, so I've heard, I don't know this. He want to build a city on Mars or somewhere, right?
I think so, something like that.
And I figured that I'm going to save my money and I'm going to take the first rocket ship to Mars so I can buy me some land up there before the white people get there and make the land expensive. So, and I was telling Billy, up in Mars, you probably don't have to die because you're so close to heaven. So, I'm going to Mars. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Very nice. Thank you, Popcorn. David
says,
thank
you, Popcorn.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt
me. Baby, don't hurt me.
No more.
No more. No more. I don't know, but I've been told you don't love me no more.
That doesn't sound right.
No, it does. I lost the rest of the words.
Nice.
It's raining in L.A. right now. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Raining all over this world. Thank you, though. Oh, amazing.
Mike Young, rest in peace. Diane Keaton, praying hands. Remember her, Jesse?
Who?
Diane Keaton. Keaton.
The author?
I think she was an actress. Diane?
No, I don't, Mike. That one of your family members?
No, it's a famous American actress and film director, 1946 to 2025. Died at the tender age of 79. Career spanned more than five decades. She was in all kinds of movies.
May her soul rest in peace. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike Young.
Yeah, Mike.
Depressed toilet. What? I used to say it all the time until I found the FCC was a thing.
What?
Hake. The N-word.
Oh.
Laughing faces with tears coming out.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Isaias says, I've been to several places in the world. Everywhere there's noise, uncontrolled youth, alcohol, the result is always the same. That's all programmed, says Isaias.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Or Isaias. Ikad Mel says, love you, Jesse. Very generous, sir.
Love you back. Thank you, and I appreciate you helping us to help others. Thank
Schultz sent a Jesse Lee Peterson gift membership.
Oh, thank you. Amazing.
Very nice.
Yep.
Priscilla from Houston. Love you, Jesse. Anchor baby, Hake, and the producer, He Black. Thank you for the JLP show. It has changed my life.
Thank you, Priscilla. We love you back. Thank you.
Sion says, good morning.
Hey, Sion.
I'm recovering, taking the neck brace off soon, back to work soon. Hake never read two of my super chats. Do something about him, Jesse. LOL, did you used to watch Columbo back in the day, the detective TV show?
I did.
Me too.
Yeah, I love that show. Amazing. Thank you. And I'm glad you're getting better, Sion. And that way you don't have a beta back like Hake.
Yeah.
You still have a beta back?
It's iffy at times. I don't disclose. Sion, I'm pretty sure I read them all, but I don't have to go back and check or something. And Michael, we'll have to read yours, Michael, and the rest of your later, guys. We'll have to read the rest later. Thank you.
The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Pure on StratchOff. StratchOff on Pure.net.
Nice.
Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. There's gold in them there heels. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 to 1 p.m. And the latest form this Thursday, ladies, it is the third Thursday of the month. This Thursday. So come on down. And those lady forms are amazing. Ever since the beginning of this year, they've just been on fire because the ladies are seeking. They want to overcome. So at 7 p.m., ladies, come on down. And don't forget to hit like this video, folks. Hit like. Just hit it. Like. Amazing. Support us on social media, all right? I do appreciate that. Let me go to Slim out of... let's see here. Slim out of Maryland.
What's up, Jesse?
Slim, you're on the air.
What's going on, man? Good, good. I'm taking a crack at the biblical question today.
Which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
I would say I prefer doing good, because I really wouldn't get caught up in the identity of being good, because you can do good things, and then after you do the good things, you do them, and you don't associate them with being good or any of that, and it's really no way to be good, because you just get caught up in the identity, and now you try to live your life in the way that you think of being good. And instead, you could just do good things, and then after you do good things, you get the good result, and then that's it. You move on with your life instead of you trying to live the identity of being good. So I would rather do good and get good results than rather trying to be good and think about how to be good and you know, get caught up in those identities and ideas and then fail, you know.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Slim, and I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
Of course. No problem. Oh, and also, so we talked a while ago, and I was telling you about my girl, and she stabbed the pillow and all that.
She stabbed the pillow? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Reway number 7259. My bad. I'm at work. So I had to cut it off, man. No, drainage. I had to cut it off, man. And
you cut what off?
Our relationship.
Oh, you did?
7259. Yeah, I had to, man, because I came to the realization that, hold on. Good.
You can rewrite it when you come in here.
Okay, that's fine. Hello. Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry, man. I came to the realization that it just wasn't working, man. I realized that our whole relationship I've been trying to do what I thought was the right thing and not realizing that it wasn't right at all. Like, I'm like, all right, we got a daughter together. We're going to stay together. And not realizing that the whole time we were putting our children in a miserable relationship. She was always angry.
Yeah.
It just wasn't working. So I broke off the relationship and all hell broke. I'm talking about when you say all hell, you sincerely mean all hell. I mean, and everything from I'm taking you to child support and I'm going to sell a house and you're going to lose everything and blah, blah, blah. And throughout this whole process, I've just said, okay, I haven't fought with her about one thing.
Right on.
I'm going to take the kid. Okay. So Friday, she left and went to her sister's house. And I was like, hey, let me know when you're coming back home because, you can grab something from the store. She was like, I won't be back home until next week. So I was just like, okay. I ain't fight with her, none of that. So now that it's like every time something happens, she'll look for a way to try to control me. And I don't feed into it. I'm just like, okay, whatever. So every situation, something changes. First it was, well, we're going to sell a house. I said, okay. Now it's, well, we can keep the house because I got my business. And then it was, oh, well, I'm leaving and I said, okay, you go ahead and leave. So she come back 5 days later. So now we were arguing the other day. She hit me with the, I'm pregnant.
Oh, Lord.
So, right. So the whole time. Now, if she is or if she isn't, it's, I'm fine with either one, but it's just ironic that out of an argument and conversation, now you want to drop the "I'm pregnant." Why? You could have told me when. So I don't know if I should. This is one of those situations where I'm completely unmoved. I didn't get happy. I didn't get mad. I really didn't even respond because I don't know if it's true or not. It's just one of to be able to see everything that's happening, and it's happening exactly the way that you describe it. I mean, I would be stupid to not see what was happening now and be like, oh, we could make it work. There's no way we can make this work because it's not working. It's just, this is a reality that I'm realizing. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's just Go ahead.
Plus, you're not supposed to try to make any relationship work. Either it's worked naturally or it's not meant to be. You're not supposed to try to make it work.
Yeah, and that's what I tell her. I've had conversations with her about that. So she's like, it's so easy for you to just say it's over. You don't care about me. You don't care about this relationship. And I'm like, what you mean? We don't have a relationship. We don't agree on anything. We don't get along.
Why are you still with her? I thought you broke up with her.
I did, but all right, so we own a house together.
Oh.
So she's like, it's one of them situations. All right, if I can't have my way, I'm going to be a bitch. So now she don't want to sell a house. She just want to hold on to the house so she can be bitter. And I'm perfectly fine. If you want to keep the house, we can keep the house. I live there. I don't have a problem with anything. It's just it's one of those, oh, well, fine. You don't want to be with me? I'm going to make your life a living hell.
Which, are you married? Are you married to her or she's your girlfriend?
No, we're not married.
You're not married. And so why do you have a house with her then?
Because I helped her start a business.
I know. It's a house. Are you buying the house?
No, we already bought the house. We bought the house to help her start with her business. So that's the whole reason why both our names are on the house. Because I was buying a house to live there. She was buying a house to start the business. So that's how we got into that legal conundrum. So I told her, I said, we can sell a house and I'm not even, if money is her concern, she can take the money. I could look for somebody to assume the loan and you know, pay her $10,000 and then we can cut it like that. Or you, but it's just, I got options, but I have to wait patiently for whatever she is willing to do or whatever her mind sways her to do at that point in time, which I'm perfectly fine with. I'm not in a situation where it's like, oh, I'm miserable, I'm mad, or I'm frustrated because I made all these choices. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one who I chose to be in a relationship with her. I chose to have a child. I chose to. So I'm not angry at her about any of this. I'm just chilling, waiting until the tide cool and seeing what she's going to do. Because when she's angry, she make irrational decisions. And then afterwards, she be like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. So I don't know.
Let me do this because of time. Are you, you said she stabbed a pillow with, and you're right next there to the pillow. Are you concerned she might do something like that again? If it's true,
no.
Are you concerned?
No. But you know what's funny? I told you. I said I don't even know if I want to let her know that I called you. So I told her. I said, hey, I called Jesse. So she went back and listened to it. Right? She got mad because I told the story wrong. She say, I ain't stabbed the pillow. I stabbed the side of the bed frame that was far away. I'm like, yo, you sound crazy. You don't realize that you still went down in the kitchen and got a knife and you tried to defend your action like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
But
that
listen,
was crazy
I got
to me.
Run, but I got to tell not when a person is angry. If what you're saying is true, and I have no reason to doubt, I don't know, but that's not... I think you need to be aware of that because when people are angry, there's no limit what evil will have them to do. So,
and that's why we
that's
how we got to this situation.
I would be concerned about that, and I don't know if you know you shouldn't even be around.
Well, that's why I ended the relationship. Yeah, that's why I said I can't do it no more. The concern is already came and gone. I got to cut it out.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to give you a little follow up on that and holler at you, and that was it.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, but you be careful, man, because angry people, there's nothing that they would not do because they have no control. They're being controlled by their thoughts and emotions. So watch your back, man. Be careful.
100%. And I don't fight with her. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't engage.
Right.
I don't bring no evil to her evil. I accept what she got and I let it pass.
Yeah,
you know
no
what I mean?
Arguing with the devil, that's for sure.
At all. But thank
you,
man. Love you, man.
Love you too, man.
Hey, wish you well as well, man. Keep doing your thing.
I will. Thank you. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Germany and talk to Jan out of Germany. That's the wrong line. Young, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well.
Nice. So originally I wanted to talk to you about dreams, but can I answer the biblical question like really quickly and add a thing about another caller? Like, just I'll be quick with it.
Okay. Which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
Well, first you be with God because God is good. And then good acts will follow. So first the being, but it's not you, it's God.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Awesome. So about the caller, the woman who was all about her head about the epilepsy. When I was in the fallen state, I was all up in my head with my physical symptoms, and because she asked, can it be possible that my mind, that it's doing so much? Yes, it's possible. Like if you're all in that, if you give into that and you're all in your head and you're all like.
So you were
going
a
that emotion.
Hypochondriac person at one time?
Yeah, look, I have a chronic illness, which is physical, but the physical and the psychological, it can mix. And so I had a lot of tension in my body, which was partly physical, but the psychological added onto it. And then I got it all up in my mind into it. It got went onto like panic attacks and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But now I just have the physical stuff, which is fine. But there's nothing added, you know. Now I have peace, so it's
okay.
Good.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah. So well, I'm just saying to the woman,
right?
Yes, it's possible, you know, let it go. Anyway,
right.
What I wanted to talk to you about is dreams. Jesse, so as you say, you almost have no thoughts, you know, very seldomly. Do you dream at all?
Rarely do I have dreams. Because of dreams only happens when you go unconscious while you're sleeping. And so that's all that is. They have no meaning at all. It's just that you're unconscious.
Oh, because there are some people, you know, that they give significance to dreams, right? So you're saying that's not a thing?
No. It's only because you're unconscious. And as you practice being conscious during the day, while you wait, you're going to find yourself going unconscious less and less when you're sleeping. And so the dreams will fall away as well.
Another question, which is related to this, because it's kind of similar. You know, it is true that God said your thoughts are not my thoughts.
Right.
And it's definitely true that you got to get to the silence. But when it's very, very silent, there can be another type of whisper, which I know this to be true. Of course, you don't want to say this because it can confuse people and people will just get in their head about it. But do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Amazing, but call me. Because of time, call me again, okay?
Yeah, all the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats, Michael on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. By the way, Sion, I checked and I read all of your super chats.
Right.
All
on.
Of your coffees.
See you there.
On time.
Oh,
amazing. Or maybe the following day in some cases.
And also, Michael's call about Diane Keaton.
Oh, Mike Young.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike. Uh-huh. Somebody gave me some information about Diane Keaton, and she was in the Lovers and Strangers movies back in 1970, The Godfather back in 1972, and The Father of the Bride in 1991, and dozens of other movies, according to Google. May her soul rest in peace, Michael. Amazing.
Another Michael question. I'd like you to restate your position on the fact that man's God is the Father God and the woman's God is Satan. And then my question is, do you think that transgender, male becoming to female, is satanic behavior bleeding into men, creating more women, who, quote-unquote, whose father is Satan? Asks Michael.
They want me to restate my point that the man, the God above is the man's God and the God below is the woman's God?
Yeah.
Okay. The God above is the man's God and the God below is the woman's God.
And then do you think the transgender is satanic behavior bleeding into men, creating more women, whose father is Satan?
I don't know about all that. I don't understand that question.
Is a transgender male to female's God Satan?
I don't know.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I don't understand that part of your question. Amazing, but thank you.
Maybe call in.
Yeah.
Tater says, I recently moved into a rental. I think it's haunted. Jesse, has you or anyone in the crew ever seen a ghost? Asks Tater.
No, that's just part of your illusion. Ghosts don't exist. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin on Cash App, that's Bond JLP. When you're tithing, you're thriving. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Always. Amazing. Thank you.
A different Kevin, perhaps. 211, 211. 10 coffees, very generous.
Thank you.
I enjoy yesterday's show. Hey, great team, Jesse. Thanks.
Yeah. I am very fortunate and blessed to have the team I have working with me at Bond. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Eric 5. Only the devil cries, God kicked Satan out of heaven because he never shuts up.
That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Charles, yeah. What kind of noble prize doesn't go to the man who stopped 7 wars in 1 year? Just burn this prize because it's not legit.
Yeah, I never thought much about the so-called Nobel Peace Prize anyway.
Yeah.
I thought it was a liberal invention, and it never was really real. Amazing. Thank you.
Yep. Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, 10 coffees, biblical question answer.
What do you prefer, which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
Doing good. because that means I am being influenced by the only one who is good, which is God. Even Jesus said he wasn't good, so how am I going to be good? Who even am I? Eyes, eyes, emojis.
Amazing. Thank you.
So says
Stephen. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Stephen.
10 from Eric.
Stephen, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Stephen.
Eric, in God's mind, there are no decisions to make. There's no left or right. The path is clear. It's not your mind. You didn't create the mind. You don't control the mind. Satan owns the mind. JLP.
The mind is a terrible thing to save. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Eugene, you can stay with me, Jesse, and I'm white. 5 coffees.
See there? I ain't got to go to the hood. What's up? Thank you. I appreciate it.
On pilled.net, coffee talk with Sandra, the cookie she gave. Jesse looking like a stud. Nice shirt. Glad you are back today.
Thank you. It's good to be back. And this was a gift from
Vanessa.
Vanessa. Amazing gift. Thank you, Vanessa. I love this shirt. Thank you.
Mio is a cute dog. Jesse, please stop the Punjabis.
What's that?
You'll have to ask Nick. Maybe Nick knows Punjabis. Is that something to do with India?
Yeah, basically.
Oh.
Is it a slur? Am I not supposed to say it?
No.
Okay.
That's like a place.
Oh, okay. Oh, amazing. Thank you. I didn't know what it was.
Punjab region.
Shout out
not to... Bad word.
Shout out to Games for Rec 555-555-565, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters over there on the DLive crew, as well as Old Saucy, Peace in the Puzzle, Age of Inversion, and the rest of y'all on the Rumble crew, and of course the YouTube supporters on JLP and the Fallen State.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Like this video. Hit the video. Like it. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Jesus out of Washington State. Jesus, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
Hey, well, I know that you're about to get off the air here soon, so I'll try to be brief with it. You know, I just saw this tweet from Ben Shapiro. This was many years ago, but, I mean, it stands today in a way that, you know, it's very relevant. And I'll just quote it out right here. Just, I wanted to get your thoughts on this. Ben Shapiro said this back in 2011.
Oh, I thought you wanted to ask me about how do you conversate with a friend? How do you convince a friend to believe?
You know what? Actually, yeah, let's talk about that first. Well, I had a conversation with a friend about God. And he pretty much just told me that he doesn't really believe in God. But then I asked him the simple question, do you believe in the devil? Do you believe that, you know, the devil exists? And it's very weird that when you ask that to people, they automatically say yes. Like, they believe that the devil exists, but when you ask them about God, they don't believe. And that's like, well, how can one exist without the other? How do you even have that conversation with somebody?
You don't have it with them. Let them believe what they want to believe and leave them in that belief and don't try to convince them of anything.
Hmm. Okay. I'll just have to do that. Yeah, you're right. Cause, I mean, you can't save everybody.
Because if you try to convince someone of anything, they're not believing it because they see it for themselves. They believe it because you said it. And that's how Christians are about God. They don't believe in God. They just believe about God. They read about him or some preacher or some family member told them, and they call that belief, but they don't believe in God. They just believe about him. And it doesn't do anything good for you when you believe about God. And so just leave him in his belief and don't try to convince him. Convince him.
Gotcha. All right. Can I ask you the second question, though, real quick?
Real fast.
All right. So what are your thoughts on Ben Shapiro saying, I would gladly waive the Born in USA requirement for President Bibi?
Repeat that.
Ben Shapiro said, I would gladly waive the Born in the USA requirement for President Bibi, a.k.a. Also known as Benjamin Netanyahu.
Ben Shapiro years ago said he would vote for president. He would waive President Bibi's requirement to be born in the United States to become president of the United States. You know how you're supposed to be born in the United States?
Right.
he would waive that requirement if it allowed President Bibi to become president of the United States. Netanyahu.
He will waive the requirement to be
that you must be born
a citizen, so mm-hmm. that Bibi can be president of the United States.
Yeah,
I like that. Right on, Jesus. You like that idea
what?
Too?
What?
I love Bibi. My dream team. My dream team: Donald Trump, Bibi Netanyahu, and Putin.
But I thought America came first.
But I thought they said we're going to waive that idea. That way it would but still be first.
I don't know, man. It's kind of a loophole right there.
What do you mean?
I mean, that ain't the same thing. You know, it's kind of like with Barack Obama and how he became president. And, you know, there are questions
about...
There's no
comparison between the father Messiah Barack and Netanyahu.
Well, besides the fact that they were both born, both technically not born here.
The question was, would you waive that for him, meaning that it would be as though he were born here?
Yeah, no, obviously we just wanted to know what your thoughts were on that, because, I mean, we're...
What do you think?
Amazing.
Amazing.
I don't know. I don't know about all that. I don't agree with that.
All right, call me again, all right?
All right, man. Take it easy, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. I am so out of time. Rick from Virginia, Mark from Michigan, first time caller Richard from Texas, another call I'm out of time. Listen, get on the straight and narrow, travel by yourself within. You can't take anyone along within. And forgive your mothers, everybody, and your father. If you want to be free, you got to forgive so you can be forgiven by God, not by your mother, but by God. And then do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, and relax and let life happen. Let go and let it happen. It will happen for you. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Have a good one, y'all. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and decreed. Don't ride. Hate is coming now. The Hate Report and then the American Anchor Baby. Right after the Hate Report at 11 a.m. Take care. Thank you for your super chats and everything, your donations.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.